Christ,
弟兄姐妹平安。
Let us come to the word of Lord. Let us come to God in prayer. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, may the Spirit that dwells in us bring understanding to the study of your word this morning. May your Spirit move freely among us, Lord. In the precious name of your Son, we pray. Amen. So the passage this morning is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
今天的经文取自约翰一书第四章第一到第六节。
Let me read to you in English. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
约翰一书第四章第一到第六节。
Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.This is how you are to recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. Verse 4, You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. As you know, we have been speaking on 1 John for a couple of weeks now.
大家知道我们已经几个星期已经在谈讲这个约翰一书。
Now, if you don't know by now, the overarching theme of 1 John is Christian love.
你们应该察觉说这个约翰一书主要概括性的信息呢，就是基督徒的爱。
Now, the author has been encouraging the Christians to love one another as he, Jesus Christ, has commanded us.
作者鼓励基督教群体呢要彼此相爱，正如耶稣这样子告诉我们。
Even in the section that follows our passage today, the continues to explore the theme of God's love.
就算在这个经文以后的那段经文呢，也是继续作者要讲神的爱。
Now from the surface, it may seem as if today's passage is out of place.
所以表面上看起来呢，今天的这个经文呢就有点格格不入了。
Now, key phrases like test the spirit, or the antichrist, in the flesh, in the world, in you, truth and falsehood seems to stick out like a sore thumb in our passage today.
所以今天这很多字眼呢，好像说要试探所有的灵啦，敌基督啦，在肉体啦，在世界啦，还有这个真理跟谬论呢，诶，这些字好像在我们的整个信仰整个经文里面好像是格格不入的。
What has Christian love got to do with these?
我们会问说，诶，基督徒的爱跟这些事情有什么关系呢？
Has John lost his way in this theological colloquy?
所以约翰是不是在寻找这个神学里面的这个花式的时候就迷失了方向呢？
A deeper analysis would understand this problem better to tell a different story.
我们相信说更深入的探讨呢，就能找出真正的故事。
Now in the opening passage, the original Greek word is agapetoi.
在这里呢，称呼这个弟兄的时候呢，这个用的希腊字是 agapetoi.
Now this has been translated as dear friends in the NIV translation and beloved in the NRSV.
在 NIV 呢就翻译成亲爱的朋友，在这个 NRSE 那边翻译成被爱的。
Both of which do not capture its full meaning.
其实两个字眼呢都没有把真正的信息带出来。
Now if you're familiar with the word agape, then you will immediately realize that John was addressing those who are dearly loved by God.
所以如果你知道 agape 这个字的话呢，其实约翰在这里呢所说的就是这群人呢是被神所爱的。
He does not digress from the theme of Christian love.
所以从一开始其实他就是没有绕过这个神的爱的这个主题。
In fact, he continues with it.
相反的呢，他其实继续的延续。
Following from 1 John chapter 3 verse 24, the author tells the believers that they know God dwellsin them because of the spirit that he gave them.
今天的经文就继续延续第三章第二十四节，那里作者告诉他们说，他们知道神在他们里面，因为这个所赐的圣灵告诉他们。
So naturally the question that follows is how do we recognize the spirit of God that is in us?
所以当我们问的时候，我们就问说，我们怎么知道是神的灵在我们里面呢？
Okay, let's look at the next slide.
我们来看这个。
Let's have a little quiz here.
我们来个抢答题。
Apple iPod Nano.
这就是iPod Nano 了。
Of course, this is what previous, don't know how many generation. I think this is the second. Okay, let's do a little test here. Okay. Now, which iPod Nano is real?
来，我们来考验大家，哪一个才是真的 iPod Nano？
Okay, everybody must answer. Okay, I just want to see the majority.
所以每一个人都要选啊！你要选择黑的或者白的，每一个人都要选。
Okay, so I'm going to ask if you say the left one is the real one, then you raise your hand.
如果你觉得黑色的是真的，请举手。
Okay, if you see the right one, then you raise the hand later lah.
Okay,
now who says the left one is the real one? Raise your hand.
黑色是真的，请举手。
Okay, left is real. Hands.
黑色，你们觉得黑色才是真的 iPod Nano?
Okay. How about the right one?
白色的呢？
哇 you guys are pretty good. Give yourself a clap. Next slide, please.
你们答对了。
The right one is the real one. Of course, if you notice the left one, the words you may not see clearly in the picture. They have like manual and things like that. In the real iPod Nano, these words do not exist.
有些字呢，其实在真的 iPod Nano 里面就没有这些白黑色那边有的字。
Not bad. You all have iPod Nano one, is it? Okay, the community in 1 John was also asked to identify the counterfeit spirit.
所以在这里，这个约翰的这个群体呢，他们也要找出那个灵的真伪。
This is so that they can recognize the true spirit of God.
这样子呢，他们才能真正的辨认说那个是从神而来的那个灵。
Now there are many who claim to be indwelt by the spirit of God.
当然有许多人都说哦，有灵在我里面。
Many have said that they have received the spirit and to speak in His name.
所以他们自称说他们有这个神的灵，他们可以以神的名来说话。
Now included among these people are those people who are formerly from this community but have left.
不过在这里面呢，也有很多就是他们其实本来是约翰的教会，不过现在已经离开了。
So the author encourages them to exercise discernment when they encounter people claiming God's name.
所以在这里呢，那个作者呢就告诉他的群体说，你们要辨认，要试验这些灵。
So he says, do not believe every spirit.
不是每一个灵都要都不可信。
Not everyone claiming to speak in God's name actually does so.
不是每一个以神的名来说话的真的是如此。
To test the spirit means to evaluate the utterances to see whether they are from God.
其实呢要试验这些灵呢就是要测验说是否这些话呢这些先知所说的话是真实的。
This is the main message of our passage today.
这个就是今天的主要所要讲的信息了。
The criterion for testing the spirit is every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
所以在这里很关键的呢要测试的呢就是要知道说如果这个灵呢是认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的呢这个就是从神而来的灵。
Now to acknowledge Jesus Christ the incarnate as the word became flesh is to acknowledge the divinity and humanity of Jesus Christ.
所谓的承认耶稣基督就是道成肉身呢就是承认耶稣基督的神性和人性。
Now Jesus Christ is both human and divine.
耶稣基督呢是完全的神也是完全的人。
Now he is divine because he came from God.
他是灵他是神因为他从神而来。
Now he is also human because he came in the flesh.
他是人呢因为他是道成他成了肉身。
Now this may seem obvious to us, but it was not so during those days.
这对我们来说是很明显的可是在当时候却不是如此。
Now,John repeats this criterion in a negative way.
所以约翰呢也以一个负面的方式来讲出同样的这个
But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God.
所以所有的灵不承认耶稣基督是以肉身而来呢就不是从神而来。
Now some have accused John of being too harsh with his words.
有些人就说约翰是不是太苛刻了。
Pastor 小辉 in a few weeks backcalls it the siege mentality of John.
小威牧师在说呢，就说约翰这样子的一个方式呢，就是好像他是被围攻一样。
Now knowing the historical context would help us better understand the intention and message of the author.
我们相信呢，如果我们知道这个历史背景呢，我们会更好的来了解约翰。
So what made John so angsty?
所以我们要问说，为什么约翰会这样子烦恼呢
？What were the heretical teachings prominent then?
到时候那时候的异端学说到底又是什么呢？
One of the hotly debated theological discussion that day, those days was on the humanity of Christ.
那时候备受争议的这个神学呢，就是神基督的人性。
Now, Doceticism is one of the heretical teaching those days. They deny that Jesus Christ is fully human.
那时候这个异端学说呢，就叫做幻影论。这个幻影论呢，就是耶稣基督不是完全的人。
Oh, this is very interesting. He said that Jesus' physical body was not real, but only an illusion.
他们所说的呢，就是耶稣的这个肉体呢，并不是真的，只是一个幻影。
As was his crucifixion.
他的当然他的钉在十字架也是一样。
That is, Jesus only seemed to have a physical body, but in reality, he was only a pure spirit, and hence could not die physically.
所以耶稣基督呢，他表面上看起来是有肉体，其实他是没有的，而他是一个完全的灵，当然也就不可能是真正能够死在十字架上。
Now, so the belief treats the statement "word became flesh" as merely figurative.
所以这样的信念呢，就把约翰福音里面所说的道成了肉身呢，当成只是一个比喻。
One docetic school actually held that Christ's spirit came upon Jesus during his baptism and left him again at his crucifixion.
有一个幻灵论的一派呢，就说其实呢是基督的灵呢在耶稣被施洗的时候呢，就来到他那里，而当他在十架死之前呢，就离开了他。
They have separated Jesus the human from Christ the divine spirit.
所以呢，他们就把耶稣这个人跟基督这个灵呢分开了。
Was Jesus fully human?
所以我们要问的是，耶稣是否是真的是人吗？
What a strange question to us.
我们可能觉得这个是很奇怪的一个问题。
Any eyewitness at those times would have rectified this.
所以只要是人呢，那时候你是目击者呢，你就能知道了。
Now this question was asked because the real agenda behind this question is not about Jesus' human existence.
所以其实问这个问题呢，并不是因为这个耶稣他的存在这个人是不是问题。
But it's about the value and significance of his birth and his death.
而是要问说这个他的生和他的死的这个价值是什么。
Was he actually born to save us from death on the cross?
他是否是真的是诞生为了要死在十字架上啊？
Now if Jesus was not fully human,it would not be possible for him to be identified with us as sinners.
如果耶稣不是完全的人，他就不能跟我们这些罪人呢有认同。
If he is only fully divine, then how could he have died as a God?
如果他是完全的神而已的话，他就不可能死。
No, so his death would become a meaningless act of God.
而这样子的，他所谓的这个死呢，就成为没有意义了。
By denying his humanity, Christ has no right to stand before the judge on our behalf.
如果基督否认了他自己的人性呢，他就没有能力为我们在审判者面前站立。
And so he could not take our place on the cross.
当然，他也就不能为我们在十字架上死。
That is why, okay, the victory, there is no victory over death. The sin.The problem of sin remains.
而基督如果是这样子的话呢，就没有胜过死亡，而这个罪的问题仍然存在。
Mankind remains separated from God.
所以人性跟神呢，人类跟神呢还是隔绝的。
This is why John had to fight so vehemently against the Docetics in those days.
这也就是为什么约翰呢要很强力的来针对这个所谓的幻影论。
The core of Christian foundation, Christ's redemption, is put into doubt.
这是因为我们基督教的整个根底就是耶稣基督的救赎呢成了问题。
Docetism is also a form of Gnosticism.
其实这个幻影论呢，也是一个诺斯底主义的一部分。
Now, Gnosticism is a philosophical religious movement that developed during the first 300 years of Jesus, during the first early church.
其实这个诺斯底主义呢，是早期教会前300年的一个哲学宗教的一个运动。
It claims to be more profound.And presents a truer interpretation of Christianity.
它是自称呢是一个比较有深度、比较能够真实的表达基督教的一个学说。
The basic idea is that the Gnosticism believed that the human physical body is evil.
诺斯底主义的主要的想法呢，就是我们这个人的肉体是邪恶的。
And God is absolutely outside of the physical world.
所以神呢是完全超乎这个物质上的这个世界。
So it is impossible for God to dwell with human beings.
所以这个神呢就不可能跟人呢能够在一起。
The only way for God to reveal His truth to us is through secret revelation to the privileged few.
所以如果神要把他的真理呢告诉我们呢，他就能只能给一些被选择非常特别的人。
They are the Gnostics.
这些人呢，当然就是那些诺斯底主义的人。
Gnosis comes from the Greek word to know.
所以这个诺斯底这个希腊字呢，就是要知道。
To put in simple terms, the Gnostics believe that truth comes directly to them from God.
所以这些诺斯底人呢，他们就相信说这个真理呢是直接从神那里给他们这些。
It's like a direct line, only ADSL line straight to God. Nobody else have this connection.
就好像他们只唯有他们有这个电缆直接到神那里。
So their belief is the most truthful.
所以只有他们相信的才是真实的。
Now, so can you imagine the attraction for the early Christians?
我们可以想象对于早期的信徒来说，这个是何等大的吸引力。
To be a Gnostic means that you have a special place in God's plan.
如果你是一个诺斯底主义者呢，就是表示你在神的计划里面有一个很特别的位置。
You are highly esteemed and special because God has chosen to reveal His truth only to you.
你特别受到瞩目，因为就是神呢特别选择你来把他的真理呢显现。
Now to help us appreciate the context better, let me give you an example of Gnosticism.
如果我们要更好的了解背景，可能我们现在来看一些诺斯底主义的一些学说。
Who have heard of the Gospel of Thomas?
大家有没有听过这个多马福音？
It's after the Gospel of John in the Bible.
约翰福音过后不是多马福音吗？
It's not in our Bible, and there's a good reason why it's not.
有很好的理由为什么这个多马福音不在我们的圣经里面。
Many scholars have deemed it as Gnostic in nature.
很多的学者呢就把这个多马福音呢成为它是有诺斯底主义的。
You see their first line, okay, it says, "These are the secret sayings that the living Jesus spoke, and which Didymus, Judas, Thomas recorded."
所以这个第一句里面呢，他就是说这个是永活的基督的一些神秘的教导，而是多马呢把它记录下来。
Now in verse 108 of the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus said, "Whoever drinks from my mouth will become as I am. I myself shall become that person, and the hidden things will be revealed to him."
在第108节那里呢，耶稣就说，谁从我的口中喝的话，就必成为我，而我就会成为那个人，而所有的隐藏的事情呢，就会向他所显现。
So you see that it's a little bit like similar to the one we have, but yes, it has a little different meaning to it.
所以在字句上呢，有点一样，可是又有一点不对。
Now, Gnosticism as a Christian heresy was attacked by several church fathers.
所以这个诺斯底主义呢，成为一个基督教里面的异端呢，被所有的早期教父所攻击。
It was rejected from the Christian canon. That's why we don't have it in our Bible today.
所以在这个基督徒的正典里面呢，就不容许有这个多马福音。
Mainly because the dating of this corpus, this text, was not during the times of Jesus.
主要的原因呢，就是这个多马福音他写的时候呢，是跟耶稣的时间呢差很远。
So the author is unlikely to be Jesus' disciple Thomas.
所以这个作者呢，很不可能呢是多马那个使徒。
Now the Gospel of Thomas was also not very popular during those times.
多马福音当然也是在那时候呢，并不受欢迎。
It is highly mystical, neither useful or comprehensive.For our use.
因为呢，它是高度的神秘，对于当时候的信徒来说呢，并没有太大的帮助。
And no one could verify its authenticity when it is deemed as secret knowledge from God.
当然，我们也没有办法辨认它的真伪，因为它是所谓的神秘的字话语。
So, these were the people that John had to deal with.
所以这就是约翰要面对这样的一群人。
Many have been corrupted by these heretical teachings and have left the community.
很多呢就被这样子的一些学说呢所蒙骗了，而离开了这个群体。
So John encourages those remaining to stay vigilant in their faith.
而约翰在他的书信里面呢，就是要鼓励那些留下来的继续持守他们的信念。
So he would ask, "Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh?"
所以他就问他们说，你们是否相信耶稣基督是道成肉身而来？
If you do,You are dearly loved by God.
如果你相信的话，你就是被神所爱的。
If not, then you are the Antichrist.
如果你不是，你就是敌基督。
Now for the spirit does not for the spirit which does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God.
因为不承认耶稣基督的，就是不是从神而来。
You are either for God or against God.
你不是为神，就是敌对他。
There is no middle ground.
就是没有中间地带。
Antichrists are false prophets.Who have already gone out into the world speaking in God's name.
敌基督呢，就是那些已经在这世上而是自己以神的名来说的话的人。
The aim of the Antichrist is to deceive the people by denying the truth about Jesus Christ.
敌基督主要的用意呢，就是要来蒙骗人而否认耶稣基督的人性。
And in particular, within the context of 1 John, by denying the true humanity of Christ.
在约翰一书里面呢，就是要否认耶稣基督的人性。
Of course, 1 John is not the only biblical book which attacks first the dangers or warns about the dangers of false prophets.
当然，约翰一书呢，并不是唯一在圣经里面强调要小心这些假先知的。
This danger.Was not hypothetical. It was real.
因为这样的一个危险呢，并不是假设，是真实的。
Many have left from his community.
有很多人呢，就这样子离开了这个教基督教的群体。
But as children who are from God, the beloved, you have overcome them.
可是呢，你们作为这个神所爱的呢，你已经胜过了这一切。
Because the one in you is greater than the one in the world.
因为约翰说，在你们里面的比这在世上的更大。
The one in you refers to the Spirit of God.
在你们里面的就是指的就是圣灵。
The indwelling one.
在你们里面的。
The Holy Spirit who dwells in every believer.
在我们每一个信徒里面的圣灵。
The one in the world refers to Satan.
那个在世上的指的就是撒旦。
The prince of this world, the god of this age, the ruler of the kingdom of heaven.
这世上的王子，这世代的神，还有这个在空中掌权的。
The passage today teaches us how to recognize the real Spirit of God.
今天的经文呢，就告诉我们如何辨认真正从神而来的灵。
By identifying the counterfeit spirit of the Antichrist.
我们呢就能够辨认出那个不是是假的那个。
Our God is far greater than the one in the world.
因为我们的神呢，比在这世上的更大。
Now the author's message in verse 5-6, they are of the world.And we are of God, seems to give the reader the impression to pit Christianity or Christ against culture.
在第五、第六节那里说，我们是属于神的，而这些人是属于世界的呢，好像是把基督还有文化呢是相对的。
This form of weakness, while powerful, may not be most appropriate nor the most effective for the modern church today.
这样子的见证呢，虽然强有力，可是可能对我们现在的教会来说，并不是最有效或者最贴切的。
Throughout history and across the globe, Christians have so often identified ourselves with the culture that the church has lost its voice.
在历史当中呢，全世界呢，很多的基督徒呢，他们跟他们的这个文化已经认同到一个地步呢，那个教会已经失去了他的声音。
So Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2.Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
所以保罗就提醒我们不要效法这个世界，而要心意更新而变化。那你就知道什么是神美善的旨意。
Now, instead of transforming the world, we have conformed to the patterns of this world.
我们没有，非但没有受到这个转变呢，我们反而呢，已经效法了这个世界。
My ex-Sunday school teacher recently reminded me, are we in the world or of the world?
我以前的主日学老师最近就提醒我们说，我们是属于这个世界，还是我们是在这个世界而已？
Have we been conforming too much to the world?That we lose our identity.
我们是否已经效法这个世界？我们已经是没有办法有这个自己的身份。
Instead of renewing our mind and changing the world, we let the world transform us.
我们没有心意更新的变化，而我们让这个世界来改变我们。
Do you really believe that Jesus was born and has died for our sins and rose from the dead?
现在问大家说，你是否真的是相信耶稣基督诞生、死而再复活呢？
Do you believe in your hearts and confess with our lips that Jesus Christ is our Messiah?
你是否心里相信、口里承认，而活把这把这样一个耶稣基督就是我们的的基基督呢活活出来
？Do our lives reflect Christ？
我们的生命是否反映基督呢
？To acknowledge or confess Jesus Christ involves us to recognize His true identity and to openly proclaim our faith in Him.
如果我们承认耶稣基督的意思呢，就是说我们承认他真正的身份，而我们把这样的一个信念呢宣扬出来。
We must outwardly confess our inwardmost belief.
我们要在外面上把这样子我们内心的信念呢说出来。
This confession is not by our lips, but it is also in our ways and our attitudes in our life.
当然，这样子的一个宣扬呢，并不是说而已，而是我们通过我们的态度和我们的作为呢，把它表达出来。
What are some of the contemporary significance and also our challenges today?
对于我们来说，今天的意义又是什么呢？
Now, for most of us, we may find it difficult to understand the significance in 1 John because Docetism and Gnosticism is not prevalent today.
对于我们很多人来说，可能我们会觉得说，哎，这个约翰福音的意义不大，因为这个诺斯底主义呢，在今天的社会呢，并不强。
Well, at least not in its original form.
可能不是以前它原本的这个风味。
Even though the humanity of Christ may not be our issue,
虽然说这个诺斯底主义并不是我们的问题。
It is still important for us to understand it.
可是我们对了解它还是非常重要的。
We accept that Jesus Christ is fully human and fully divine.
我们今天承认耶稣基督是完全的人，完全的神。
But if I were to ask you why,
可是如果问说，哎，你怎么知道为什么呢？
What would you say?
你会怎么回答呢？
Because my pastor told me so.
哦，是因为牧师告诉我是这样子啊。
Now, if this is your answer, then we have failed as preachers.
如果这个就是你的答案呢，那我们就失败了。
The faith which we profess.Must not be a blind faith.
我们所相信的这个信仰呢，并不可以只是盲目的。
It must be a faith seeking understanding.
必须是一个相信，可是我们要不断的了解。
We must learn to read the Bible for all it's worth.
我们要真的是读整本圣经。
And to discover a strange new world inside.
我们要把它里面的这个世界呢，能够来探明白。
The central message of God has not changed.
其实呢，这个整个信息呢，并没有太大的改变。
But what needs to change is our mindset and our attitude.
可是需要改变的是我们的这个信念和我们的态度。
Even though we do not encounter these heretical teachings in our daily lives, it does not mean that they do not exist.
虽然我们在我们日常生活里面没有碰到这些异端学说，并不表示这些事情不在。
It exists in various forms.
因为它有以不断的不同的方式来呈现。
Now, so these are our challenges today.
这个就是我们今天所面对的。
Some of our challenges today. Yeah. We struggle with atheism, agnosticism, pantheism, panentheism, pluralism, postmodernism, consumerism, prosperity gospel, health and wealth theology, meism, and all the isms in the world.
我们所面对的是无神论、不可知论、泛神论、多元化、后现代主义、消费主义、繁荣的福音、健康和财富的神学，还有所有这些教论。
What is our response?
所以我们的反应又是什么呢？
What is our central message of our gospel?
我们的这个福音里面的本质是什么呢？
John responded harshly to his culture.
我们看到约翰呢，对于这样他当时候的文化呢，他有很大的反应。
He made a stand.
他拿出了做了这个决定。
What is our stand today?
那我们今天的站立点又是什么呢？
Do we even have a stand?
我们有这个站立点吗？
The question I often ask myself is, am I an authentic Christian?
我时常问我自己，我是否是真正的基督徒？
Am I for real?
我是真的吗？真实的吗？
Am I truly following what Christ has taught us?
我是否真正在跟随耶稣呢？
Do I practice what I preach?
我所教导的，我是否有行出来呢？
Is God performing His transformation work in our lives?
神是否在我们的生命里面呢，做出了他的改变？
Am I becoming more Christ-like?
我是否成为更像基督呢？
Does my life reflect the Spirit of God inside?
而我的生命是否反映在我里面的圣灵呢？
In our struggle between Christ and culture, sometimes we neglect one for the other.
在我们跟我们在跟基督还有文化之间的纠纷里面呢，我们常常忽略了彼此。
For John, there's no middle ground.
对于约翰来说呢，其实是没有中间地带的。
You're either in the light or in the darkness, truth or falsehood, from the world or from God, believe the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Antichrist.
你不是在光中呢，就是在黑暗中；你不是在真理里面，就是在谬论里面；你不是在世界里面，就是在神那里。而你不爱，你相信圣灵，或者你是相信敌基督的。
We may not agree with John's harsh tone.
可能我们不会认同约翰所用的这个非常非常严厉的这个语气。
But we cannot deny its importance.
可是我们不能否认它的重要。
He is right to warn us against the spirit of Antichrist.
他提醒我们这个敌基督的灵呢是非常重要的。
To compromise God's truth is to acknowledge a counterfeit God.
如果我们把神的真理妥协的时候，我们就是相信一个假神。
It is to believe a counterfeit spirit.
而我们是相信一个假的灵。
It is to preach a counterfeit gospel.
我们就是在讲一个假的福音。
A God without wrath brought man without sin into a kingdom without judgment through the ministration of a Christ without cross.
一个没有愤怒的神呢，带领一个没有罪的人进入一个没有审判的国度，而以一个没有十架的基督来服侍。
Is this the gospel you believe in?
这是否我们相信的福音啊？
Dear friends, you know you are dearly loved by God.
亲爱的朋友，你们知道你们是被神所深爱的。
Because you have accepted that God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to be born into this world.
因为你已经接受了神已经差派他的爱子耶稣基督诞生在这世上。
As like one of us.
就像我们一样。
He is our Emmanuel, our God with us.
他是以马内利，他是与神与我们同在。
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们当中。
We are God's children. Do not give up your faith.
我们是神的儿女，不要放弃我们的信念。
Do not turn to the dark side.
我们不要到黑暗的那一面。
Do not believe every spirit.
不是所有的灵都要相信。
Test them.
而我们要试验他。
See if they acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
我们要试验是否他承认耶稣基督是主。
See if they practice what they preach.
是看他们是否所行他们所教导的。
By this, you will know the Spirit of God.
那你就知道什么是哪一个是圣灵。
And the Spirit of God is in you.
而圣灵就在你们里面。
For us to identify the counterfeits, we must know the real thing inside out.
如果我们要知道什么是不是真实的，我们就知道要把那个所真实的完全的来认知。
Now I was told that the real Louis Vuitton bags are made in such a way that their LV monogram symbol is never cut at the joint.
我所知道的就是这个 LV 的这个皮包呢，它的这个 LV 这个字呢，不会是在那个缝间那里。
They use one big piece of leather to make one bag.
因为他用一个很大片的一个皮呢来做他们的皮包。
Look very closely at the seams of the purse or the bags. Regardless of where the individual monogram LV symbol is, there should be a whole symbol.
我们如果要把看到那个皮包的时候，我们看到它的缝间呢，那个所有的 LV 呢，应该是完整的，没有一个是一半的。
So for us to know what the real LV bag looks like.We have to know how it is made. We must know everything about it.
所以如果我们要知道哪一个才是真正的那个 LV bag 呢，我们就要对整个 LV bag 皮包的过程呢能够了解。
Now I urge you to know the Spirit of God as intimately as you can.
所以同样的，我们要对于圣灵呢有完全的了解。
This is the best way for us to identify the counterfeit.
那我们最能够来辨认真伪。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for what Christ has done on the cross, His birth. The Lord has brought us salvation. And by His blood, we are safe and we return to you. Father, we pray that you help us in our practice of our faith. The Lord, in our balance between Christ, our faith, and the culture, help us to keep it real. Help us to be close to you always.And always be led by you in every step of our ways, Lord Father. We want to pray for each and every one of our members here today that you speak to us, Lord. All this we pray in your Son's precious name. Amen.